You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Yoga is a group of physical, mental, and spiritual practices or disciplines that originated in ancient India. And even though it's been around for close to 5,000 years, a lot of people still don't fully understand what yoga is and how to incorporate this practice into their daily lives. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Michaela Latta. She is the owner of Move Yoga in Boise, also a yoga instructor herself. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about yoga in the sense of, let's take it back to ancient India. And this is really, truly where this practice started.
Correct. I think that's a really huge question.
Yeah.
Yoga, I think most people think of yoga as yoga asana, which is the physical practice of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But yoga, the physical practice, the simple postures were really done more as a preparation to prepare the body for meditation, to come into stillness, and to drop into that inner landscape, that inner knowing of the divine or the higher self. So the postures started coming on later in the tradition.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so yoga is not just asana, not just a physical practice. The physical practice is a small part of what yoga really is, but it is a way to stilling the mind, which is ultimately why we practice. You quiet the mind, you exhaust the body to quiet the mind. And that's why Shavasana is such an incredibly important pose. The last pose of the practice is maybe the most important pose, because that's when we can start to dive in.
And what's interesting to me, too, is when you look, because of social media in this day and age, right? And we see people who are practicing yoga, and you see someone very fit and in these crazy poses.
Yeah.
And that can be really intimidating. And
sure.
Then there's this idea that, well, I can't do that. But that's just the physical part of it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, I think that that's where such a huge misconception comes in, because you could practice yoga asana and never really experience yoga. You could never practice yoga asana or the physical practice and experience yoga. So the physical practice, yeah, it can create beautiful toned physiques if you practice regularly, if you aren't injured. You could take it to all kinds of extremes. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have a yogic mind or a yogic heart. And so there is misconception around it. Yeah, it's a great workout. It can be amazing, beautiful, creative process. But it is, again, just one aspect of yoga, but certainly a very popular one in the world right now.
And so take us back to, though, what yoga really is, which is it is that meditative state, as you said, tire the body so you can still
the mind. I think if you think about any spiritual teaching, which yoga doesn't claim to be aligned with any dogma, I think all of us are looking for peace. All of us are looking for a sense of liberation or freedom that doesn't come from our intellect. It comes from the higher mind. And that's the practice of meditation, of stillness, of becoming disciplined in your nature. So a physical yoga practice can help us to become more disciplined in all of these things, because the physical practice might lead to making different choices with how you eat. It might start making different choices in how early you go to bed and how much alcohol you're drinking and everything else, because you start to see these subtle shifts in how the world operates when your mind is more clear and you have a different relationship with everything around you. Starts to become more magical, more fluid, more insightful. And our ability to deal with the pain of life also becomes, I don't want to use the word easier, but we have more acceptance for what is through the practice. So yoga in its original form was a way of bringing us to a place of acceptance and awareness, and this knowing that we are basically all of us, every single one of us has a purpose, and every single one of us is like this concept in the mind of the divine or the universe or something that's far greater than what we would know.
And in this day and age where everything just seems to be so busy and people are constantly going, Have you seen a shift in how people practice yoga in the sense of that necessity to find a space to slow down?
Yes. I think that there are people, I see a lot of people that are becoming more and more aware of the necessity to slow down. And I also see people that are so busy, they're trying to shorten their practice just to get it in. Or they want to skip Shavasana so they can hurry and get back in their car and get to work, which honestly drives me crazy.
I love Shavasana. That's when I fall asleep. Are you kidding?
Well, it's kind of like if you are a type A person, you are sort of like, I think there's a saying that if you're really busy, you should meditate for 20 minutes a day. If you're really, really busy, you should meditate for an hour.
Oh, that's funny. Right? Yeah.
So we start to take away, we start to lose more and more and more of what we really need. So maybe if you're super busy, you need more of a restorative class. Maybe you need to really quiet the nervous system and quiet the mind to rejuvenate that other aspect of you that keeps you feeling whole and balanced and, you know, healthy. Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking with Michaela Latta. She is owner of Move Yoga in Boise, as well as a yoga instructor. And there are different types of practices or classes for every body.
Sure.
So, because not everyone can you know, go inverted. Not everyone can do a headstand. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the idea behind the practice of yoga.
Correct.
So what should people be looking for? Like you said, the restorative class, maybe if you're really busy. But what if someone has an injury or even, I mean, I've seen classes for people who are, you know, over 60, 65, mm-hmm. because it's a way for them to still like keep that muscle mass, even in those slower classes.
Absolutely. The physical practice is so beautiful in that way of strengthening and lengthening and keeping our joints mobile. There's so much beauty in the physical practice. So what I would say is, depending on where you are, do your homework about what's appropriate for you at this time. I specialize a lot in private yoga, which I think is because I love working with new people to set a solid foundation before they jump into a group class. And
which can be intimidating.
Injured.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once you're injured or you're practicing in a way that's creating injury, then you're having to work with an injury throughout your practice. Mm. So we want to use yoga as a ways of keeping us healthy and strong. So I think just be wise, ask questions, do a little bit of research about where to start. And I think you'll do great.
You know, we live in an area of the country that there are people that have very strong Christian values. Mm. And a lot of times there's an idea that, oh, this is, you know, yoga, there's a spiritual aspect of it. And, you know, it may not align with my Christian values. But as you said earlier in the interview, to be clear about this, yoga doesn't follow any type of, you know, religious dogma.
No.
It's about a higher spirituality, correct?
Yeah, it's the individual's journey. It's an individual way of harnessing the mind, of working with the mind. So it's a journey to the mind of being able to utilize the mind in the way that it was meant to be used for us for our highest purposes. So any religion or any spirituality is going to offer you these tools to live your best life. So yoga is one of those ways, but it's not aligned with any religion or spirituality, mm-hmm. but it's a way of cultivating your best self.
And finding that
and
mindfulness.
Finding what it is.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest today has been Michaela Latta. She is the owner of Move Yoga in Boise. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.